This is Byline on WFPL. This week, a home at 3302 Grand Avenue in West Louisville's Parkland neighborhood was sold for $70,000 to real estate investor Jared Weiss. It's the boyhood home of Muhammad Ali. Then known as Cassius Clay, the future boxing legend spent most of his formative years in the one-story home. He left, shortly after he went to the Olympics in Rome in 1960. Jared Weiss is a CEO of Motion Properties based in Las Vegas, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program, Jared.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. Well, what interested you in this house? Why did you buy it?
I found out that it was online, and I saw it for sale, and I'm a big Muhammad Ali fan, and I wanted to purchase a home, make sure that the preservation of his legacy was intact, and I wanted to make sure that this would be put to good use.
When it came to light just a week or so ago that the house was for sale, many of us were surprised. There's a big historical marker in front of it, but we were surprised that it was still privately owned. And apparently, it's going to take quite a bit of work to get it restored.
Yeah, that's what we do out here in Las Vegas. We rehabilitate homes, so we're in discussions with his inner circle and family, and I've yet to discuss it with Muhammad and his wife and kind of get input and see what they may want to do. But I was leaning towards restoring the home to its original look from the 1950s.
Have you made any specific plans along those lines? Are you still in the talking phase?
Yeah, we're still in the talking phase. You know, our options are open to exactly what we want to do, but we'll be discussing it over the next few weeks.
Now, you're not from the Louisville area, are you?
No.
You're from New York, I believe, right?
I grew up in New York, and then I moved out to Las Vegas 20 years ago.
You have any other connections with Louisville?
None.
But you're a big Muhammad Ali fan.
Yeah, and you know, we want to do the right thing for Muhammad Ali and the legacy and for the city of Louisville, because I know how important it is to them.
Have you been in contact with anyone with the city or with the Ali Center?
I have not. I know they've said a few things in the media that they'd like to get a hold of me to discuss some options, and I'm open to that and available, so I'd like to talk to them.
Any plans to come to town to take a look at the property?
Not right now, but within the next month or two, I'll be definitely taking a trip out there.
Is this something that you do elsewhere in the United States, look at historic properties or properties that may have some renovation possibility?
No, this one... No, I don't. This one really caught my attention again because it's Muhammad Ali, and I think it's a part of the American history. So there's no other people out there that I've done this with or for. It's just specific to Muhammad Ali.
And you say you found out about this online?
Yeah, it was on the internet, and as soon as I saw it, I called a couple realtors in Louisville and told them I really wanted the property, and they went after it, and we got the property.
What are some of your biggest memories of Ali? What do you like the most?
The trilogy with Joe Frazier, The Rumble in the Jungle, what he did for the civil rights movement, his humanitarian work, and overall as a person, I think he's a real inspiration to people around the world.
Any specific fight that comes out in your mind that you remember?
No. I mean, he had so many, you know.
Yeah.
Frazier, Norton, Foreman, Sonny Liston, so many great ones.
Well, we look forward to seeing what you do with this home. It's a big part of our heritage here in Louisville. And Jared Weiss, thanks for joining us.
You got it. Thank you.